geographical proximity. It is always better to sell stuff to people that are right down the street. Right down the street. Garrett, we're right down the street from you. Right down the street. What does that mean, right down the street? What does that mean? Tell me what that means. You get a good feeling, though, don't you, Susan, if I tell you, you know, we're right down the street from you guys.
Doesn't have to go on a helicopter.
It doesn't have to go on a helicopter. And you know what? If something goes wrong, you can come right down the street and mm-hmm. beat me up if necessary, whatever. Now, am I right down the street from your company?
No. You're close.
I'm close.
Compared to what some of the ones we deal with, I mean, I wouldn't say that to our customer over in Malaysia, we're right
down the street. Oh, no, you can't say that. No, that's for sure. But, you know, if they're right down the street, that's great.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. In terms of selecting an accounts. So, you know, I've seen people that start trying to sell stuff. They're located here in Michigan, and they've got a whole bunch of records in California. You know, that's insanity. California's got 3 hours difference. You can never reach them on the phone. It's just, it's not a good match. So start with those that are located right down the street. So if you buy records, get the records in Michigan. That's where you get them first. Because you can drive there. You can send somebody over there. It's not so expensive, and so on and so forth. You start close, and then you go out from there. Growth trend, you know, you don't want to get into a business that's going to go away. You know, I can't think of, the automotive business would probably be one you don't want to get into. You know, you probably want to be selling something, certainly here in Michigan, somebody that's got money and that's growing. Existing business, it's always easier to sell stuff to people that have bought something from you in the past. So existing business. And, of course, they got to be able to pay their bills, creditworthiness. Okay. Let's see where we are here now. Okay, page 54.
Jeff?
Yes?
I'm going to have to take a little bit of a break. I need to go make a phone call.
Okay, that's fine. Sure. Okay. And
we don't have a break down there.
Oh, I forgot to put the break in here. I told you, I'm not that good with numbers. Okay, yeah, let's why don't we take 10? We're at a point here where we can do that. We are now approaching some of the actual techniques. You know, we've talked up to this point, you know, about customer service and system elements and, you know, generally describe some of those things. Now we're talking about the exact wording of what we're going to develop to help us penetrate our prospect list. We need to develop some form of unique selling advantage statements. Now, what are unique selling advantage statements? Well, if we're on page 54, you'll see that somewhere along the line, the customers are going to say, well, tell me about your company. And, you know, if you have 50 employees, each employee is going to say something different. Well, there's probably a best thing to say, or certainly something that's better. And so that's what we need to come up with. And it helps us all identify who we really are. Because if we're trying to sell something, we got to understand who we are and what we bring to the marketplace. Some examples that are not good of unique selling advantages. Our company has been in business for over 20 years. You know, that doesn't, you know, in some cases you might think, well, you probably got too much overhead and, you know, you got a lot of the old thinking going on and so on. So that could actually be a negative thing. We are a division of some other company. Who cares? We are a medical product supplier or distributor. Who cares? We provide the broadest and best line. Everybody's got that. Here's some examples that I feel are good examples. We are a 40-year-old nationwide medical surgical supplier with millions in inventory and 20 veteran specialists to help you. So if somebody asks you, well, tell me about your company, that's what you say. We are a 40-year-old nationwide medical surgical supplier with millions in inventory and 20 veteran specialists to help you. Another one. We are a nationwide full-service medical surgical supply company authorized to provide a one-stop shop for virtually all your cardiology, OBGYN, and EMS medical equipment and supplies. Now, I developed these for a client that was in the medical supplies business. So that's, but you have to draw a parallel to your company to get the wording for your company. We have 20 veteran sales consultants who have been trained extensively to help you select the best products for your business. These guys are calling doctor's offices, you know, and selling them all different kinds of medical supply, you know, blood pressure monitors, diabetes equipment, surgical tables, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's some ideas there. Knowing unique selling advantages of your company, very important. I could help you develop these, you know, on the phone if you wanted to send me, you know, send me an email with some ideas that you've come up with.